Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 33, Yirmiyahu Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, the second half of the verse. Natati, I will put, at Torati, my Torah, that is my law, or my instruction, or my will, Bekirbam, within them, or in their midst, Ve'al Libam, and upon their hearts, Echtavenna, I will write it, or inscribe it, or engrave it. Natati et Torati Bekirbam, Ve'al Libam, Echtavenna, I will put my Torah within them, and engrave it upon their hearts. Note that the context of this verse, or passage, concerns the coming new covenant that was promised to Israel. Here are the preceding verses. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant, Brit Chadashah, with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the days that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which covenant they broke, although I was a husband unto them, saith the Lord. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my law, my Torah, in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Now this prophecy is a dual aspect prophecy, meaning that it has dual application that correspond to the two advents of Messiah. The first application concerns Yeshua's first advent as the suffering servant, Mashiach ben Yosef, and the giving of Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, to his followers, wherein the Torah would be written upon the heart. And the second application has to do with the second advent of Messiah as the reigning king of Israel, Mashiach ben David, when Yeshua returns to Israel, to Zion, to establish his kingdom, and then all Israel shall be saved. And the final promise given to Israel for the Passover, I will take you as my people, shall be fulfilled. All the words of the prophets given to the Jewish people of the coming kingdom and of Messiah's rule will finally be fulfilled. Amen. Just as God is faithful to the followers of Messiah, so God will be faithful to Israel at the end of the age.